the CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. This segment of the Prep Sports Report, presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it. This is your big debut.
You know, as I was listening to you guys going to Sanford last Saturday, I'm saying, let that music play. Let Steely Dan go. And I get a lot of people who tell me that too, say, Coach, we enjoy that so much. Of course, it's older people. sure do appreciate you all taking care of all that for us. We talked a little earlier about Coach William Beale and the passing of Coach William Beale at Winona High School in Birmingham. Friend of the show, friend of, course, special friend of Corey's, and another buddy of his who has spent lots and lots of hours with William Beale is Ulysses Hayes. Haynes from Center Point High School in the Birmingham metro area. Coach, good morning. How you doing, pal?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well.
Not to be so crass, it's Emmanuel.
I apologize. We're looking at, you know, we look at a screen. And
it's, yeah, it's no big deal.
Well,
it's
it
no
is to deal. Us. We want to get you right because we appreciate everything that you do. And we certainly know that it's been a tough week for a lot of folks and girls and women's and high school basketball around the state of Alabama with the passing of Coach Beale.
Yes, he was a special. He's a special man. He did a lot for me over the past 20 years. Been friends, opponents. Coached together, so he's done a lot for me. He's an outstanding man. Did a lot for the community. Did a lot for Winona High School. Did a lot for the state of Alabama as far as girls basketball and boys basketball. He's one of the guys that got me with Nike Girls, along with the late Coach Scoggins, who started me with Nike. Then I got with Coach Bell, and from there we bonded a huge friendship.
Coach Haynes, you're the head coach at Center Point High School right there in Birmingham. So right now that seems to be the epicenter of basketball and, of course, where the state finals take place. You look at your Center Point Lady Eagles, and you guys were able to win the Area 10 championship over Springville. You now move on to the sub-regional play. Tell us a little bit about your team and how North Alabama basketball has been going so far.
Well, this year been a struggle. I'm really young. I only have one senior, so it's been kind of rough, but the girls have, as it went on, we've had some ups and downs. You know, every team has ups and flows, and we've been pretty good lately when the area tournament started. So, and our schedule helps us a lot because we played the number two team in 7A, the number one team in 6A. We played number five team in 6A. We played the number seven team in 7A. Number five team in 5A. So, you know, we played, and then we played the number one team out of Georgia, Collins Hill. So that got us ready for our area. And we did pretty good, and we matched up with Etowah on Monday at 7 o'clock, and hopefully we'll come out victorious. But basketball up in North Alabama, Birmingham and up in Huntsville is very, very powerful. I started at J.O. Johnson, and when I got to Irwin, with Mr. Phillips, it's basketball. Good girls basketball is really tough up this way. They really work throughout the summer. It's a good thing going on these days, and I just hope we just keep it going.
I want to also talk to you, you know, as we're laying Coach Bell to rest today, you spoke about what he meant in your life. I know the 20-plus years that I've had an opportunity to know you and coach against you and coach with you, along with Coach Bell. There's been many players that, you know, you've ultimately been that father figure to. What do you feel will be Coach Bell's biggest legacy that he will leave, not only for the adults, but for the kids that he had an opportunity to coach as well?
Well, the biggest legacy is just going to be that, what you just said, father figure Tubbs, as they call him, Big Daddy, Big Man, all those nicknames he had. It's just one of those things where his job, and he got me to buy into that, was just to get kids in school. It was nothing else but just to get kids in school. That was the main focus. It was never about where they went to school. It was just about free schooling, and he did a wonderful job doing that. And he got me to buy into that, and that's what I preach, and I got it from him. It was just about getting kids in school, and over the years, he's gotten so many young ladies in school. It's amazing. And, you know, to name a few people that was under his watch, you know, he had Dewana Bonner, Kenesha Horn, you know, he had so many kids, you know, and then we collaborated, the Roadrunners and the Lasers, when I was in Huntsville, the Nike team, we collaborated. That came at Allie Smalley, Sherelle Hobbs, Renisha Hobbs, Mika Thrash, Simone Kennedy, you know, Captain Graham. It's just, the list goes on and on. And all these kids are SEC kids. Then you have, you know, Christian Lee, you know, it's just so many kids that he helped, you know, that he made me realize how to help kids. And it was just amazing how our whole motto was just getting them in school free. It was never about how big you went. It was just about getting free schooling and becoming a better person in the community.
And I think you've done an outstanding job in collaborating with Coach Bell and helping those young ladies to achieve their further college careers, whether it be junior college, Division III, II, I, it doesn't matter. Just seeing those young ladies have an opportunity to continue that legacy in education is very important. Coach, I'm going to ask you these last couple of minutes. Favorites in classifications. You look at Hazel Green probably being one of the best overall girls basketball programs in the entire state of Alabama, but I know Hoover is one of the favorites to try to bounce back. Spain Park is your defending state champion. You look in 6A, there's some great basketball being played there as well. Ramsey is one of the favorites. So when you look at the state of girls basketball, who are your favorites trying to win the regionals and possibly being upset in trying to get to the Final Four?
Well, the two biggest are going to be in the south of Montgomery with Ramsey and Charleston. That's going to be a huge matchup, because I think those are the two going to be in the regional finals down there. That's going to be a huge matchup. I lean toward Ramsey because of their speed and their quickness and maybe pressure on the ball, but it's going to be a tall task since Maury is back playing. It's going to be a tall task to defend her, and that point guard is a major college basketball player. The coach's daughter, she's a major college basketball player, so that was going to be a big test. And then we know that going to Hansville is probably going to end up facing Madison Academy, which that's going to be a big matchup because, you know, the girls have something else to play for. You know, with Coach Bell passing, it's in their hearts, and they're going to try to get them another one. And they're going to be fighting hard. And that Madison Academy team is very good with Destiny going to Arkansas and the Langford's sister. So that's going to be a good matchup. In Jacksonville, I don't think anyone can beat Hazel Green. I just don't. I played them in the summer, and I played them this year. I don't think anyone can beat them in 6A coming out of Jacksonville. I think Central will come out the other one down in Mobile 5A. I don't know if it might be upset down there. I don't know because who is it I'm thinking of? Shelby County is playing real well.
Right.
So they might have a say. And I'll in Jacksonville in 5A, hopefully I get there, and hopefully I can pull out a Brew in Scottsboro. I know will be two people I'll see. Hopefully I can get out of that one. I think Pittsburgh's going to end up back in the finals. Hopefully they have that young lady, Annie. They're going to do well. I expect to see Pleasant Home again. Priceville with the young lady up in Priceville, I expect to see them in Birmingham. So it's going to be interesting. Midfield come out of Birmingham. I think they can get to the BJCC. Of course, McGill down in Mobile. I think that they're going to get there along with Davidson. That's going to be a good task. But those are, you know, and Spain Park will come out of 7A in Jacksonville. But those are the ones that pops out at me.
Coach, I want to tell you how much Mark Laster, Rick Cleveland, Corey LeBounty appreciate you joining us this morning, and thank you for your kind words about Coach Bell. Of course, I know they're heartfelt, and your knowledge about high school basketball, particularly women's basketball around the state of Alabama, is unmatched, and we certainly appreciate that, and we look forward to talking to you again soon, pal.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Take care, Coach. We'll be back with more PSR right here on Radio Alabama, coming to you live from the FM Talk Studios right here in Mobile, Alabama.